Welcome to the Ideas Lab Predictor podcast from the University of Birmingham. In each edition, we hear from an expert in a different field who gives us insider information on key trends, upcoming events, and what they think the near future holds.
We're here today with Professor Michael Dobson. And Michael, rather than try to give a list of your many titles, you can introduce yourself.
I'm Director of the Shakespeare Institute, which is in Stratford-on-Avon, and Professor of Shakespeare Studies for the whole of the rest of the university as well.
And several other things too.
Well, yeah, I work with our beloved partners, the Shakespeare Birthplace Trust. I'm an executive trustee with them, and I'm also an honorary governor of the Royal Shakespeare Company.
And there's a great reason for us having a chat today, because the 450th anniversary of Shakespeare's birth is coming up.
Yeah, coming up very soon. The official birthday is April the 23rd, which is also St. George's Day. I mean, we only know the date Shakespeare was baptised, which was the 26th of April, but he was probably born on the 23rd. It'll do very well. On the 23rd itself, in Stratford, the official birthday performance by the RSC will be of their very good current production of Henry IV, Part 1, after which there's a firework display.
So people can come along to that?
Come along and, you know, ooh and ah at the fireworks and indeed at the acting, if you can. But the main event happens at the weekend closest to the birthday, which is, you know, 25th, 26th. On Friday the 25th of April, it's the annual Shakespeare's Birthday Lecture, which takes place at the Shakespeare Institute. And it's Michael Bogdanov, a very great director and champion of popular engagement with Shakespeare, who made that wonderful TV documentary, Shakespeare on the Estate, about Shakespeare in deprived areas of Birmingham.
So that's 4 o'clock,
on the Friday
at the Institute.
At the Institute.
And that's an open public lecture.
Yep. On the Saturday morning, of course, all civic parading life bursts forth. The streets of Stratford will be jammed with schoolchildren in procession carrying flowers to Shakespeare's grave, ambassadors from around the world, representatives of important universities, notably this one, a selection of Shakespeare Institute students will parade themselves through the streets. There will be banners, there will be street theatre, there will be Morris dancers, there will be people dressed up as characters from Shakespeare plays. Everyone will walk through the streets, following a route from Shakespeare's birthplace to his grave. The Pragnell Award will be given. There is a big official lunch. The director of the Shakespeare Institute traditionally gives a lifetime achievement award to somebody important in the enjoyment and appreciation of Shakespeare. Last year it was Simon Russell Beale, the actor. This year it's Sir Nicholas Heitner, the director of the National Theatre.
And it's not just the UK that will be celebrating this.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. There's a huge conference happening in Paris, organised by the Société Française Shakespeare, with performances at the Comédie Française, the opera Il Montecchi e Il Capuletti at the Opera Bastille, and a major lineup of international speakers and events in Paris. And then there's also at the same time a huge celebration going on in Germany, where it's the 150th birthday of the Deutsche Shakespeare Gesellschaft, the first great national society for the study of Shakespeare, which the Germans invented before they had a state, and is a huge do. On the Sunday, I'll be there. Ewan Ferney, our very own, is giving a lecture there as one of the highlights of that event. And on the Sunday, I'm doing an interview at the Deutsche National Theatre in Weimar with honorary fellow of the Shakespeare Institute, Sir Kenneth Branagh, about his long career in Shakespeare. A transcript of that, I think, will be published in due course. There's also a huge biennial international festival of Shakespearean performance happening in Romania, in Craiova, where there's another university that the Institute has links with. And there, our very own Stanley Wells, former director of the Shakespeare Institute, will be receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award. So there's lots going on. I mean, Shakespeare, he has great birthdays.
And what's incredible is it's a big year, obviously, 450th, but you're actually looking forward to some even bigger celebrations to come.
Yes. Since Shakespeare lived to the age of 52, these big anniversaries come quite close together. 2016 will be the 400th anniversary of his death, when we can celebrate 400 years of his works sort of at work in the world and his reputation developing and spreading worldwide. The university will be co-hosting an enormous event, the World Shakespeare Congress, which is something that happens every 5 years, and it's like a sort of Shakespeare Olympics.
And it moves around the
world. It moves around the world, yes. Different cities have to kind of bid for it. And Stratford and London put in a joint bid, which won for 2016. So delegates will come to Stratford at the end of July. There will be an enormous opening ceremony. There'll be major Shakespeareans doing public events, public lectures, and a conference, and all sorts of performances, events for school children, a lot happening. And then everybody will move to London seamlessly and effortlessly by bus, all organised by us, especially by the great Caroline Ashton, the events manager of the College of Arts and Law, who was already on the case. And then there will be the last 3 days of the conference will be based at the Globe in London. There will be more performances, more lectures, and a big party at the British Library.
And you've got a special recitation of David Garrick's Jubilee Ode.
Yeah, no, that's one of the things we're planning for the opening ceremony in Stratford. I mean, David Garrick, the great Midlands actor from Lichfield, more or less invented the public celebration of Shakespeare with the first great fan convention, the Stratford Jubilee of 1769. And we're going to restage that with the original music, with an orchestra, with singers, and with the great actor Sam West, to whom we're about to give an honorary degree. He's someone else who has strong connections with Birmingham. So that's going to be a grand event. And we'll be commissioning a new equivalent, a new poem about Shakespeare from the Poet Laureate, Carol Ann Duffy. So there'll be a new poem to go with it as well.
And you're hoping too for an announcement about a European Laureate.
Indeed, we're hoping that the European Union will recognise the significance of this great 400th anniversary by declaring Shakespeare European Laureate, the first, we hope, of a possible series. You know, perhaps even Cervantes, Molière, Mozart might get their turn later on, but it would be, you know, Shakespeare, the great figure of the European Renaissance, important in the culture of every European country, would be a terrific place to start.
So before all that, there's plenty going on at the Institute itself, both kind of locally with your students at the Institute and globally.
Indeed. Earlier this year, we ran our first massive open online course, a MOOC, all about Hamlet, which was studied by students from 82 different countries. We had thousands of people. You know, nowadays, people can share in the glories and benefits of the Institute from pretty much wherever they are on the planet. And we'll be running that MOOC again, and we hope we'll be making more about other Shakespeare plays in due course.
So you can literally sign up wherever you are in the world for free and study Hamlet with the Shakespeare Institute.
Yeah, with cameos from different academics at the Shakespeare Institute and our friends at the Royal Shakespeare Company. Beautiful photography of the Institute gardens, you know, the whole bit.
That is an amazing opportunity. Mm. And might you have a few more takers this year after a certain famous actor plays Hamlet later on?
Well, indeed. We have Benedict Cumberbatch to look forward to in the autumn when he plays Hamlet at the Barbican. I have an article about this in a recent issue of The Observer, if anybody wants to look up their website online. Yeah, perhaps Cumberbatch will bring fresh fans to Hamlet, just as David Tennant did when he played Hamlet for the RSC back in 2008.
And before all that, obviously, there's the birthday, and for the birthday is a special BBC Radio 3 programme.
Yeah, Shakespeare For and Against, starring Ewan Fernie, and indeed me and other Institute personnel, and presented by Mark Ravenhill, the controversial playwright who's worked for the Royal Shakespeare Company, as well as for the Royal Court.
And that's taking a good hard look at the relevance of Shakespeare for 2014.
Yeah, whether it's definitely good for you or not.
So if you're interested in that, that's BBC Radio 3, the week of the birthday, round about the 23rd.
And also on April the 20th, the BBC will be broadcasting a new radio production of Antony and Cleopatra with Kenneth Branagh as Antony and Alex Kingston as Cleopatra. So that's going to be worth hearing.
It's such an exciting moment, couple of years. Michael, thank you for taking the time to tell us all about it.
Thank you. See you in Stratford.
This podcast and others in the series are available on the Ideas Lab website, www.ideaslabuk.com. On the website, you can find out how to email us with comments, questions, or suggestions for future topics for the podcast. There's also information on the free support Ideas Lab has to offer to TV and radio producers, new media producers, and journalists.